Thank you, Jesus. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, he would not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade. Oh,
the Lord which keepeth thee. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again for another opportunity to gather together in your presence. And in your presence, there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Our help comes from you. Our help will continually be from you. We thank you once again for another Mother's Day. Thank you for our mothers. Thank you for our mothers to be. Thank you, great God, for all that you're going to do today. We pray, oh God, that you take full charge of our lives, even as we continue to serve you in the beauty of holiness. Holy Spirit, please continue to take control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say a better amen.
Amen.
If you're standing beside a mother, a woman, look at her eyeball to eyeball and say, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. You may please be seated. I welcome everyone to church this morning, especially our mothers, our grandmothers, and our expected mothers. We want to give God all the glory for allowing us to be alive at a time like this, and allowing our mothers to be alive at a time such as this. Why not shout hallelujah, somebody? Please put your hands together as we appreciate our mothers, and especially those that are worshiping online. We pray that God will minister unto you also. Those of us online, I pray that God will continue to keep you, guide you, and protect you in Jesus' name. You better type a big amen in Jesus' name. I'll be taking my Bible reading from Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Genesis 3, 14 and 15. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The title of this morning's message is Motherhood. Motherhood. The understanding of the above scripture will help you navigate through life as a girl, as a woman, and as a mother. Listen to me, women. Being a woman has some spiritual connotation attached. Hence, that makes motherhood so unique. How I wish mothers will pay attention to the sermon today. Listen to me, mothers. There is more to being a mother than being a female parent. In Genesis 2 verse 14 that we read earlier on, God cursed the devil because of how he deceived the woman and then led her into transgression. God did not stop at that. He also placed an enmity between the seed of the devil and the seed of the woman. God did that. Furthermore, God told the devil the seed of the woman will bruise your head. And that was exactly what the seed of the woman, Jesus Christ, did on the cross of Calvary, and he resurrected for our justification. 1 Timothy 2 verse 14. 1 Timothy 2 verse 14 says, "And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. If only the devil realized what it was doing was going to bring freedom to humanity, he wouldn't have crucified the King of Glory." Listen to me, Church of God, particularly our women, narrowing it down to mothers. The devil is still angry with you as a woman. The devil is still angry with you as a mother, the mother of the living. Hence, he attacks marriages. Hence, he attacks children, because he knows that the woman, the mother, is attached to marriage. The woman, the mother, they are always attached to the children. So the devil is attacking marriages, attacking children, by extension, attacking their husbands, because he's still very angry that God cursed him because of a woman. Mothers, there is a lot going on in the spirit realm because of your status as a woman. Woman, there is a lot going on in the spirit realm because you are a mother. There is an enmity line drawn even before you were born between you and the kingdom of darkness. The devil attacks anything that has a woman's or a mother's signature. Anything that the devil can find the signature of a woman. Anything the devil can find the signature of a mother, he attacks it vehemently on a daily basis. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Show me one thing that does not have a woman's signature attached. Just one thing. Show me one thing that does not have the signature of a mother attached to it. Look at your neighbor and say, "I'm not in a hurry this day." According to media recording, we have more women in church than men, at least in the United States of America. How many of us love our choir? We only have 3 active men that are always there. The rest are what? And we say the devil doesn't, that the devil will like the women, right? Show me any congregation. If I ask the women to just walk out of here now, you will now see that we'll have plenty empty chairs. Organize a crusade. The first people that will be there will be women, followed by their children. The men will stay at far and be looking. In the spirit realm, the devil understands it. And he hates every woman. He hates mothers. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, the female gender is the centerpiece of procreation. The female gender is everything put together. Without the female gender, life will have been extincted long time ago. Without the woman gender, the female gender. I'm still talking about motherhood. There is more to being a mother than being a female parent. Shout hallelujah. No wonder it is oftentimes said, behind, but I changed it, that beside every successful man, there is a woman behind the story. Show me a successful man in the real sense of it. I will show you a man that honors his wife. Hi, man. Women are very special. Let us put our hands together and celebrate our women and our mothers. Do you know that the United States of America is still struggling with what JFK did in 1963? America is still struggling with it. Both parties. One is leaning towards JFK. That how can a woman be working and a man is doing the same thing and the man earns more? How do you justify that? There was an act, 1963. It's called the Equal Pay Right. They're still struggling with it today. Not too long ago, the female soccer player in the United States, they have been winning laurels, and the men are still struggling, and yet the men are paid more. But they changed it just a couple of months ago. The Treasury of the United States of America rewarded them with millions of dollars. They are running the same way. They are being tackled the same way. And yet they are paid less. I do quite serious. You know the reason? The devil hates the woman. He hates mothers. The reason? Because they produced the seed that bruised his head. The reason? God cursed the devil because the way he dealt with the woman. But for you, say woman is a second class citizen. If you respect woman, Jesus Christ said, I have visited this house. None of you welcomed me well, but this woman, she ceased not to honor me. She breaks the box of alabaster perfume. And even his disciples were saying, what a waste. And Jesus Christ said, Mechonu, keep quiet. She's doing this for my burial. The Bible says that Jesus Christ said, I came in here, you did not wash my feet, but this woman, she had washed my feet with her tears and rubbed and wiped my feet with her hair. He said, what this woman is doing will never be forgotten as long as life existed. That's why I'm telling you the story again today. Men did not support Jesus. It was women that supported Jesus' ministry. I salute the grace of God upon our mothers, upon our women, and upon our girls. Please, let's put our hands together and celebrate our women. Motherhood. Since girls are the ones that become women, and women are the ones that become mothers, then the devil attacks the mother before she becomes a woman and while she is a girl. And that's why we must pay close attention to our girls. If there is any time I think like fighting, it's when you mess with my girls. So I have two of them left. Any man that we marry them, we will sit down and talk. No, I won't scare them. I won't do a bonge for them. No, I won't scare them. That's why the one that is my son-in-law, no, he's my friend. Let's jump that place. My friend, my friend. I'm not sure if you have paid all the dowry, but you don't pay all the dowry at this. You know what I'm talking about, right? Uh-huh. The devil want to disrupt your motherhood before you even become a woman. That's why you must keep your tithes tight. You get that, right? But you know the good news here? Mothers, you are not alone. God got your back. He will always be with you regardless of what is going on. I say he will always be with you regardless of what is going on. Because every viable aspect of life is attached to mother. I don't know if you have heard Father Earth. Have you heard it before? Because fathers, we don't carry. It's called what? Mother Earth. Have you heard Father Nature? What do you hear? Listen to this. The story about the woman and the devil. This is how it started. Let's look at Revelation 12 from verse 13 through to 17. Revelation 12 from 13 to 17. And when the dragon, also known as Satan, saw that he was cast out onto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half time from the face of the serpent, which is also called the devil. Stretch your hands towards the altar. No matter the attacks targeted at you and your seed, you will always mount up with wings like the eagle above powers and principalities in the name of Jesus. Verse 15. And the serpent, called the devil, cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman. Where are the men? No, after the woman. That he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. I pray for you once again. Every serpentine flood will not carry you away in the name of Jesus. Every demonic initiated flood will not flood away the seed of your womb in the name of Jesus. Let your amen sound like thunder. Verse 16. And the earth. Remember, Mother Earth. Remember Mother Earth. The earth and mama, they are in one accord. The earth produces. Mama produces. That's why it's called Mother Earth. And look at what happened. And the earth helped the woman. Because we are in one accord. The earth helped the woman. And the earth opened up her, not his mouth. Come on. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed up this flood which the dragon, the devil, cast out of his mouth. Kasa. Not his mouth. Her mouth. How big is the mouth of the earth to swallow up the flood that was targeted towards the woman? Stretch your hands towards the altar. I pray for you. No matter the attacks against you, against your marriage, against your husband, against your children, the earth will always help you. Will always help your children. The earth will open up her mouth and swallow every demonic flood in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor. If it's a man, say cool now. Say amen now. After all, Father's Day is still coming. Verse 17. Look at verse 17. And the dragon, Satan, was wroth with the woman. Kilo de. And went to make war with the remnant of her seed. You wonder, why are my children behaving this way? This is the Genesis. The earth embarrassed the devil, swallowed the flood. He said, okay, if I can't get the woman, I will get her seed. The Bible says, look at that. And he went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God and have testimonies of Jesus Christ. See what you are going through? See how you trained your children. All of a sudden, they are doing something contrary. But it's a lie. I say it's a lie. The earth that helped the woman is going to help your children in the name of Jesus. That testimony that your children have concerning Jesus Christ will continue all their life in the name of Jesus. Don't worry. You taught them the way of the Lord. Let them be doing rascaling all of that. Let them be rascals. Let them be doing all they are doing. Let them be dressing the way they are dressing. You know what? The elders will say, the chair will always wait for the butt in the house. Did you bring any of your chairs? But you met one. So the chair doesn't go around with you. Anywhere you enter, you will find a place to sit down. Our children, they will find places to sit in the name of Jesus. I said they will find places to sit in the name of Jesus. Motherhood. Listen to me, women. It was not a mistake. It is still not a mistake that God decided to create you as a woman with the tendency of procreation. And I pray for you. It's a matter of time. This womb of yours will carry babies. I don't like your amen. Eve was addressed as the mother of the living. Sarah was addressed as mother of nation. Since you are daughters of Sarah, you will be mothers of nations in the name of Jesus. Lift up your right leg and shout hallelujah. Motherhood. Therefore, being a woman or being a mother is not a degrading status to be in. Because the Bible says something in Galatians 3:28. It says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bound or free. There is neither male nor female. For we are all two. We are all what? One. In Christ Jesus. Ladies, listen to me. You are not a second class citizen. You are not inferior just because you are called a woman. Therefore, don't degrade yourself. Don't relegate yourself to the background because you are a woman. Heaven honors you, and we honor you. Don't allow your background to mess you up. Okay? Look at your neighbor and say, Mother, I celebrate you. I have dedicated homes I cannot number. But almost invariably, our mothers, they have the same language. And I want you to stop it beginning from this morning. They take me round and round and round, almost invariably, almost all of them. By the time we get to the kitchen, say, this is my office. How can your kitchen be your office? I thought the kitchen is where you make food. I thought the kitchen is where the man can enter and make food. And he'll say, make his food. Make food. The woman can go in, the children can go in. So the kitchen is not your office. It's a place where they cook food. Stop saying the kitchen is your office, otherwise they will relegate you to the background. Corporate America is waiting for you. Well, I'm coming back to that. You say amen. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Motherhood. Over the years, I have seen mothers treated as trash, used, abused, dumped like a filthy rag. This behavior must stop. Because it is my belief that women are to be honored. Mothers are to be respected. Mothers are to be celebrated. Jesus honored mothers. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. However, mothers, you are expected to display tenderness, warmth, and affection towards your husband and children. It doesn't matter the level God has lifted you, you are the mother of the living. In God's eyes, you are the mother of your husband. In the real sense, your first son is your husband. He says you are the mother of the living. You are the mother of nations. The earth does not discriminate. It produces. When a sinner sows and a Christian sows, the earth will not say this. No, no, no. That is the nature. Be tender. Be warm towards your husband, especially your children. That is what heaven expects of you. But you will agree with me, not every mother has the spirit of motherliness. We have heard of mothers that abandoned their children at birth. We have heard of mothers that dumped their children or their child, baby girl, baby boy, they just dumped them in the trash. Second Kings chapter 6, 2 Kings 6. I'll read 2 verses 28 and 29. 2 Kings 6, 28 and 29. And the king said unto her, what alieneth thee? And she answered, this woman said to me, mama of a child, me, mama, bon boy. She said to me, my senses were still there. I was not dead. This woman said unto me, give thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. I thought about it. I said, see hunger. Let me quench my hunger. So we boiled my son. Before we boiled him, we butchered him, we cut his neck. And we did eat him. Two of us, we ate a whole human being finished. And I said unto her the next day, give your son now, that we may eat him. And she hid her son. King, can you imagine? She hid, after we don't chop my own pekin, she go hide her own pekin. There are some mothers that don't have the spirit of motherliness. They don't care what happened to their children. They don't mind what happened to their children. They don't have the spirit of motherliness. How can you explain a mother killing her own child? I believe the child will say, mommy, mommy. And they cut the child to pieces. And they boiled the child. And they ate the child. Mother without the spirit of motherliness. It shows when you come to church, you just open your car and the children just jump out. You struggle to check them in. You say, hey, Araya. And that's why after church, you don't even go to bring them. Mother without motherliness. That means you can even kill them because you don't care. You push your children, teachers. The teachers, how many hours did they spend in school? You just push them to school. Let me rest. You bring them to church. If where are you? Oh, yeah. If not, if you brought two, you brought three. And that's why after church, when the children's teachers are supposed to also take care of their own children and go home, they are still waiting for you to come and pick up your child. Last Sunday after church, after everybody had gone home, Mama was still talking all over the place. We met a child by the back of the church. A mother brought that child to church. The reason is just a female parent called mother. But the spirit of motherliness is not there. Those with the spirit of motherliness, they die because of their children. Animals behave better than us human. A chick, mama, have you ever heard father hen? You hear the mother hen. Have you heard father hen? Father will just do what he has to do. Father is a rolling stone. He just go. His mama. You go touch one of them. The mama, the hair in her body will just pursue you. When he just sees a big shadow. Come. Open up. And all the little chicks will just enter. We'll just be waiting. Oh yeah, Igu, come. Igu get sense. He will not come now. That is mother with a motherliness spirit. It extended to their husbands. It's not too long ago. If I say mama pastor, let us go do bebe now. No, bebe is another word, say baby. Let us go enjoy ourselves now. Say, my children. Okay. Let us go on vacation now. My children. That is the spirit of motherliness. But when she started hearing the children are going for their own lunch and dinner, they would just say, Mom, I'm on my way to Jamaica. So she said, these children are started taking care of themselves. I say, you just found out. Today, when I say, hey, baby, how in the world can a woman eat up her baby? It's because the spirit of motherliness is not there. There is more to being a female parent than being a mother. Mother is spiritual. Motherliness is spiritual. That's what I want to say. Motherliness is spiritual. Mother is the female parent. Period. Motherliness. Listen to me, Mama. Just because you are a mother doesn't mean you should just throw everything on board now. Come on, dress sharp now. Shimi pass gown, SPG. dress well. Some of you look at your wrapper up and down. One is like this. No, let it be round. Let it, the inner one, tie it with rope. Let it reach here. The other one reach here. Not everything will just, no, dress well. Dress well. Dress well. Stop using corset. You know what it's called, corset? Use bra that will point the whole thing. Look good. Feel good. Just because you are a mother doesn't mean the man's eye is still sharp. Let me add this before I go up. Stop using boxers. That is the English word of dross. The husband needs you. But let me tell you, there are certain parts of your body that are exclusively for your husband. Please don't show us. Don't show us. Your cleavage are for your husband. Your breasts are for your husband. Don't show us. We don't need it. Pastor doesn't want to see it. It's meant for your husband and your husband alone. Motherhood. Proverbs 15:20. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Listen, my children. Daddy will look at his wife, trying to look at her from the mother point of view. May say, yeah, mommy, yeah, mommy. But you are not struggling. Mommy is your mommy indeed. Respect her. Honor her, cherish her, celebrate her. I'll be taking my wife out after service for Mother's Day. But her children will... No, I'm following the children. So where do you want to take us? And I'll leave my wallet inside the car. After all, is your mother, Abby? Yes. Today is not wife day. Today is what? Okwagulanu. First son. First son have privilege. Have you go check Bible? I was looking around and I've seen four of them in church. No, five of them in church. I've got five of them. So by the time they put their debit card and credit card together. And the one in Houston, I believe you are listening to me. You may call her African mom, but respect her. Cherish her. Because the prayer of a mother. Listen to me. Children, when a mother puts her hand here, that's why I thank you, sir. When a mother puts her hand here and blesses you, you are blessed. Honestly, when the thing don't enter their head and she begins to hit her breast, you are blessed. You say, blessed is the breast that you suck, they were telling Jesus. The pap, they said. What I am today, sir, ma. Outside of Jesus Christ, is mama, my mother. My wife will tell you, I will not suffer till I end my... It's not possible because I took care of mama. There was a time she couldn't walk because of sickness. I carried her on my back and I was going on the plane from Abuja to Lagos. I carried... Mama is heavy. Those of us who have seen her, she's heavy. We'll be like mama here. Mama is heavy.
But because she carried me when I was not able to walk, so I carried her. All the AOs, they were just looking, saying, what, I'm carrying her. And that was the last time she got back to herself. But she blessed me. She would look at my wife and say, Johnny, it would pity me. I was carrying hot beans in my head from Dandoka Street to where she was selling in Jos. Little boy. But I was just, because my father abandoned her. So I became the husband, as it were. That's why I will never suffer. It's not possible. And my children, they have no choice. They must help me. They must take care of me. They have no choice. I'm just waiting, small. I will stop entering public plane. Private jet. My wife and I. Private jet. Motherhood. You think Jesus Christ was kidding? On the cross, he was just saying, take care of mama. John, take care of the... Let this woman now become your mother. Take care of her, okay? And Bible says, John, my namesake, took Mary, the mother of Jesus, home. And here you are. You have not even called mama this year. She has not even eaten. You say, she doesn't need it. Who told you? That is because she needs it. Let mama... Listen, my children, they bless me. My wife and I, every month. In the coming... I'm telling you. In the real sense of it, I don't need it. But I want it. Yes. If you say prayer, I pray for them. My children, the natural inclination of a mother is to worry about their children. You come to see some people. Me, I don't enter on that comfort. Did I say me? Okay, some people. Their phone. Where are you? No. Okay, take care. You think the person has gone to bed? You're all. Until every one of them get back home. That is the motherliness in mothers. It's mother. Mother. Please don't add to their worries. My sons and my daughters, don't add to their worries. Don't add to their worries. If you don't know how to swim, don't go near the swimming pool. Abby, I know what I'm talking about. Give them peace of mind. Don't let a mother cry because of you. Please, I beg you. It is spiritual. It's not mama. It is spiritual. God cursed the devil because he messed with the woman. Without the woman, you will not be here. Will not be here. Let mama be happy. Be joyous. Celebrate her when she's still alive. Don't begin to invite us and you're buying cows. And they say, no. Celebrate her now. The way a husband treats his wife will reflect on the way he treats his mother. If you see a husband that does not care about his wife, he does not care about his mother. I pray for you, mothers. Your labor
over your children will not be in vain. Let all the male in the house stand, please. All the male. If you are a male. Let's put our hands together as we celebrate our mothers. Those of you watching online, put your hands together as we celebrate our mothers. Thank you so very much. Shall we all rise now? Shall we all rise? Please look up. There is a spiritual womb that gives birth to spiritual children. The birth that brought you to life is called the first birth. Your mother and your father were responsible. But there is another birth called being born again. The Holy Spirit that does that. The way the Holy Spirit went into Mary and Jesus was born, the Holy Spirit wants to come into you so that Jesus will be born in you. And if any man be in Christ, he becomes a new creature. So you might have experienced the first birth. That's why you are alive today. But have you experienced the second birth called being born again? If you're in the house, you know you're not born again. This is the time to say, Holy Spirit, please, I want Jesus to be born in me. And if Jesus has been born in you, you're going to say, Jesus, please let me demonstrate to the world that I am a child of God. Let's begin to pray now. If you want to be born again, say, Holy Spirit, please birth Jesus inside of me. Those of you worshiping from your home, pray the same prayer. Yes, Lord, let Jesus be birthed in me. Let me demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit in me. Help me. Help me. If you're among those who have prayed that Jesus should be birthed in you, if you don't mind, if you can just wave as all heads are bowed, all eyes closed. This is a special day. It's a Mother's Day. You just want to wave to pastor and say, yes, I just prayed that prayer. Let me just see your hand. Just wave. Thank you. Thank you. Any other person? Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Any other person? Thank you. Thank you. I say that and thank you. For those of us who have lifted up our hands, I pray for you now. Lord Jesus, please come into this, your sons and your daughters. Let them experience a new birth called being born again. That's the work of the Spirit. Lord God, please let them experience that new birth today. Those online, let them experience that new birth today. So at the end of the day, your name and your name only will be glorified. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Stretch your hands towards the altar and say, Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I have made a choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Sing and say, be it in the quiet pasture, up by the jagged roof tree, the shepherd of my soul by my side. Should I face the mighty mountain, a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul be my guide.